Illegal alien serves 4 years in jail for Utah murder before being deported. By John Binder on June 4, 2020. A twice-deported illegal alien convicted of murdering a 31-year-old man in 2016 is set to be deported from the United States after serving only about 4 years in prison. Marco Antonio Garcia Arriaga, a 30-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, is set to be deported by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency after he was turned over to them by Salt Lake County, Utah, officials. Arriaga has been in jail since May 2016 after he, along with another Mexican citizen, was arrested and charged with the murder and aggravated robbery of 31-year-old Mauricio Martinez. According to prosecutors, Arriaga admitted to setting up the victim to be robbed and murdered. Martinez's body was left in a vehicle in a parking lot, and he was found the next morning by construction workers. Now, Arriaga will be deported from the U.S. after spending just 4 years in jail for the murder and aggravated robbery. When local jurisdictions honor ICE detainers and release dangerous criminal illegal aliens directly into our custody, everyone from the arresting officer to the community at large is safer from crime, ICE official Sylvester Ortega said in a statement. The public needs to know that cooperation between all law enforcement agencies makes their communities safer by providing justice and closure for their victims. We will continue to protect the community from criminal illegal aliens that hurt the citizens of this country. By the time of Martinez's murder, Arriaga had already been twice deported after committing crimes. In 2011, Arriaga was convicted for drug dealing and was deported that same year. At an unknown date, Arriaga returned to the U.S. and in 2012 he was convicted of illegal re-entry. After his second deportation, Arriaga returned again to the U.S. across the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.